Actually, my girl punched me in the head on Valentine's Day a few years ago. Yeah, you want to hear this story? This is a great one. This is how much of a dick I am, that I can actually tell a girl I love her, give her a card, and somehow, at the end of the night, she's still blasting me in the head, you know? I can't even remember what happened. All I know is she said some shit, then I said some stuff, then she said some more stuff, and I said, fuck it, I'm going for big air. I said the last shit, and next thing you know, she just came flying at me, right? Fist balled up. Okay, and at first, she was just hitting me all in here, you know, which is acceptable, right? It's a holiday, let's fucking keep it nice, you know? Let's keep it nice, right? And I gotta admit, I was blocking most of it at first, right? I was doing the rope-a-dope. I was leaning back, I was pulling her head in, I was leaning on her, talking shit, trying to tire her out, right? And then all of a sudden, she just went up top, fucking wham! It just hit me right in the side of the head. You know what hurt the most was not that she hit me, was that after she hit me, she didn't have the decency to hop back, like maybe something was gonna happen. She knew nothing was gonna happen. It's against the rules. So not only did she get to blast me in the head, she then got to do like this UFC talking shit thing in my face. She's pointing. Oh, it was brutal. Then she started like breaking up some stuff. You know, of course it was all my stuff and I'm just standing there. Okay, don't look her in the eye. Stand as still as you can. Let her calm down. Oh, that's great. That's something mine from high school. That meant a lot to me. Evidently not to you. It's funny. If I was doing that shit, I'd have a cop with his knee in my back, but evidently you have a vagina, so that makes it okay. I just have to stand here as you break all my shit. I don't know. It's gotta be me. It does. You know? I get into too many arguments. I do. I got in an argument with this girl the other day. You ever meet somebody, like, within the first couple of minutes of meeting them, they feel like they can, like, sum you up? Just like, you know what your problem is? And you just have this unbelievable urge just to take their head and just mush it into whatever they're eating, you know? And really hold it there for a second, you know? Like, feel the panic in the back of their head as, like, the air bubbles become, like, less and less frequent, you know? You ever have, like, weird thoughts like that? Like, random violent thoughts, you know? Like, I actually had the urge to elbow an old lady in the face the other day. No, it's unreal. I swear to God, man, I was going to get off a plane, right? You know the rules, when you go to get off the plane, it goes row by row by row, right? And this lady's all like, ooh, I'm 90, I get to cut everybody, right? So she starts waddling around me, you know? I'm competitive, I start boxing around, right? So I'm picking down my luggage, I swear to God, I did this. I'm literally taking up the whole aisle. And all of a sudden, I just go around him. She just starts waddling all around me, and then I just feel my elbow. Like, dude, you gonna take this shit, man? Come on. Dude, you got a wide open shot, you know? Just give her a quick one. She's not even gonna feel it. She's gonna go down, then you can play it off like, oh, is she with you? Is that happening? But I didn't do it, man. I got my body under control. Like, come on, man, we can't do this shit. This is wrong. And I thought I was in control, and then she got, like, right about there. Then I felt my foot going, dude, we can still trip her. We can still trip her, man. Throwing that out there. All the time. I didn't do it. Somebody just went, oh, I didn't. It just, you never think shit like that? You never just walk down the street, see somebody up on a ladder, you just want to go over and just shaking it? Just to do it? You see people like eating, you know, sidewalk cafe, having a good time. Like, knock all that shit off. That's all I'm saying. It was one of those moments. This girl was annoying me. She was eating something, and I was envisioning plunging her face right into it. All right, this is basically what happened, okay? She tried to say I was homophobic. I think she's full of shit, and this is the story. All right? We were in a diner, right? We just got done eating, okay? It came out. I was looking down at the ground, and when I looked up, there was like these two dudes, like hardcore making out, you know? And it's like, I wasn't fucking ready. You know what I mean? That was all it was. I wasn't ready. It's like, you know, if you're into Brokeback Mountain or I'm walking through the village, I can get my brain prepared for what I might see. But it's like, I wasn't fucking ready. You know, I just eating these fries. I'm like, ah, you dumb shit. You got to go to the gym. You know, it's in my own head. And when I looked up, these two dudes, one guy had a beard. They're just going at it. So the second I looked up, I just went like, ugh. I just looked away. That's all I did, real quick. And then this girl was just glaring at me, like, oh my God, what's that all about? What's that? Were you like homophobic? Are you homophobic? I go, no, I'm not homophobic. I got no hatred, you know. I got no hatred in that area. She goes, well, what's that all about? I go, it was just like a visual thing. It was just, you know. She goes, what are you talking about? I go, well, put it this way. The first time I ever saw a porno, I was like 14 years old. I had no idea what doggy style was, but the second I saw it, my brain was just like, that is the shit. I want to fucking do that. At some point in my life, I want to convince a woman to do that with me, right? My brain was like, yes, my dick was up. Everything was in agreement that this was a wonderful thing, and I had no idea what it was. But in the same token, if at any point during that porno, if somebody started like kissing somebody's feet or like sucking on their toes, it was just gross to me. But that doesn't mean I hate feet and I don't want them in my neighborhood. That just means I'm not into that shit. It's the same thing with the gay dudes. I have no hatred in my heart for gay people, all right? They're cool, they're funny, generally speaking, they're neat, you know? I got a lot of positive things to say about them, you know? They move to your neighborhood, the property value goes up because they make it fabulous, right? They can't reproduce, so they're not making more in-the-way people walking around looking up at shit. Yeah. They're wonderful for the environment. God bless them. But how far does political correctness go that I got to look at some shit that's making my brain go like, fucking look away, right? I'm supposed to override that, start like cheering on the relationship, like, woo, grab his ass. Yeah, run your fingers through his chest hair. Dude, it's ridiculous. You're going to tell me some gay guy never walked down the street, seen two straight people just going at it, and never just thought like, oh, God, why would you? I just had to like walk it off. He can't help it. That's just how his brain is wired, right? He's just like, pussy, and I'm like, dick, right? But there's no hatred in that. I just couldn't fucking explain it to this girl. She's like, yeah, you're homophobic. It's like, no, it was on the same level. You ever see a big guy eating a sandwich, right? And he gets a little mustard on the side of his face, right? You fucking look away. But that doesn't mean you want him to choke on the sandwich and you want to get a bunch of friends to beat the shit out of him for eating the sandwich, right? Dude, whatever you put your mouth on is the most intimate thing ever, right? There's no middle ground. It's either like, yes, or fuck that. There's no middle, you know, balls, right? You just insert yourself into the situation. Like, when you watch a porno, there's a guy and a girl, but you're not looking at the guy. Even though he's right there, you're just looking at the girl, and you're just thinking, yeah, that's what I would be doing to her, right? But if you took the girl out and there was just some guy just sitting there just dry humping, you'd be like, this shit is horrific, right? So when I'm looking at two dudes kissing, it's like a stalemate. There's no place for me to insert myself into that situation. It isn't horrific, right? Does that mean I'm fucked up, you know? You know what I love about that joke? You guys got it after like the first example, yet I felt the need to give you 58 more examples. So, just gotta get my shit together, man. That's basically it. Started going back to therapy again. I just can't do therapy. I try. I start telling my stories. I just start fucking laughing. And then the therapist is always looking at me like, you know, and I'm like, come on, man, it's kind of funny, right? Like, no, it's really horrific. So he's trying to get me to bring the walls down, so, you know, I finally won therapy session, you know, I start getting a little emotional. And then all of a sudden he goes, okay, yeah, just breathe. And the second my brain was like, what a douche. And I just immediately I just hated him though. Just the wall just came back up again, you know? I don't know, maybe I'm just fighting it. You know, maybe this is who the fuck I am. I like Corvettes, you know? Maybe I should just be this. Should start making some more money, you know? You never think about this shit? I don't know how do you stay married? How the fuck do you do it? I know you take the happy family photo as you're sitting there, you know? You never just think of that just someday, you know, just slamming the garage door in your head, putting yourself in a coma for a couple of... Just all happy? Okay, evidently this is a happy crowd. I'm the only one who thinks this shit, all right. I don't know. I like fucked up shit, man. I like when crazy stuff happens. I like stuff like in sports. I love watching sports. Like, I love all this stuff, like people cheating, like with steroids, you know? I am so pro steroids, it's ridiculous. I could give a shit. I could really give a shit, you know? I don't know what Barry Bonds is doing, but whatever he's doing, I hope he keeps doing it. I hope he just comes out as like one big chest muscle with like a bat sticking out. Just keeps cranking him over the fence, you know? Who gives a fuck, dude? People have been cheating since the beginning. Since I was watching baseball in the 70s. Half of them were on coke. You don't think that helped you see the ball a little better? Be like wired out of your mind, like, dude, I can see every stick. It's a curveball. I'm gonna fucking fight it. 12th inning, you're all fucking amped up. This is the shit, man. No, I love all that stuff. I like when, you know, people fall out of the upper deck, when athletes punch people in the stands. I mean, that's just like what's entertainment for me now, you know? I like that Jimmy the Greek moment that happens in sports, you know? Like once every 4 or 5 years, you know that? Like some 50, 55-year-old white dude tries to explain why black people are kicking the shit out of white people in practically every major sport, you know? And it always goes down the same way, right? There's always like three white dudes, and the one white dude in the middle, he's always like the guy with like the theory. You know, he's always like, you know, it seems these African-American athletes, they seem to have this quick twitch muscle fiber. You know, there's a slow twitch, and there's this quick twitch. And the second the dude says that, like the other two white dudes start like sliding out of frame, like, okay, this guy's getting fired, and I'm not going to be part of this highlight. Nice knowing you, Ned. Keep that seat warm, right? And the dude in the middle, he's just like hell-bent on getting fired, you know? He starts like bringing up slavery. And evidently, they were breeding the strongest man with the strongest woman in that quick twitch. And literally, 20 minutes later, that dude's on TV. He's like fired, right? He's crying. His family's standing there. He's got like a box of shit from his desk with like an Emmy sticking out. He's like, I don't know what I said. I was just talking about the quick twitch and the slow twitch. And I wasn't just trying to make a point. No, I love that. I love seeing people mess up their careers like that. It's just funny to me. Plus, I gotta admit, as a white dude, on some level, I have to believe in that theory, because it's like, are white dudes that bad at basketball? I can't even watch the NBA anymore, man. It's like every highlight, the white dude's like that, the black dude has like his nuts in his face. Fucking blah! I'm just sitting at home like, for the love of God, tackle the guy. Jesus Christ, get out of the way. Do you ever get tired of those two nuts flying over your head? You know you're gonna be on SportsCenter. Just get out of the way. Dude, I'm telling you, there's gotta be something to that theory. I saw this show one time on Runaway Slaves. It was one of the most amazing programs I've ever seen in my life. Dude, when you ran away as a slave, you just didn't run to the end of the driveway and be like, ah, fuck that job. Just start walking down the street. Dude, you had to like run through whole states. There's dogs chasing you, you're hurdling shit, you're swimming. Those were the first fucking triathletes. And there was nobody helping them out. There was no dude on the side of the road like, come on, man, two more states, you're in Ohio. Suck it up, you're looking good, looking good. Yeah, you... Dude, you were on your own. Is it any wonder? 250, 300 years of that shit, and then I'm gonna D you up in gym class? It ain't happening. I come from hundreds of years of alcoholics. I got like half a liver, you know what I mean? It's just... You know what's funny to me about that stuff? You can't even like, you know, I obviously know that theory's crazy, but it's just like, you can't even bring up how well black people are doing in sports. Everybody gets all weird about it, which I don't understand, because it's like a compliment, you know? Like, feel how weird it is right now. You know, I just brought that shit up. I'm saying something good, right? I saw a coach get in trouble for that shit. Like, his team was like 0-6 or something. They just couldn't win. And every week the press was just getting on him more and more and more, right? And the dude, he was just like flustered. And he had like a moment of honesty. They were like, why can't you guys win a game? He's like, oh, you know, I don't know. The offense isn't getting it done. You know, defense, you know, they're too slow. And they just run out. Tell him, we got to get some more black guys in this team. Because I'm telling you, it's just nothing. And immediately, everybody's like, what? That's nothing. Everyone started freaking out. Like, they had no idea what this dude was talking about. It's like, are you watching SportsCenter? Or do you see the Olympics? Like, I love the 100-meter dash, right? There's always like nine black dudes and that one token white guy in like lane eight. And I'm just sitting there going, come on, man, one time, just win the bronze, just do what you gotta do. And the white dude always stays with him till like the first turn, then he like fucking blows out his hammy. Those other eight black dudes are like, where's that white dude the next Olympics? He's like up in the broadcast booth. His career's over. This is where he's like a commentator. Yeah, it's gonna be a great race. It's still can't feel my fucking toes, but I'm telling you. No, I don't get it. It's like a compliment. We're saying you're fast. That's a good thing, right? People start all freaking out. Oh, you're acting like that's all we can do. You're saying we can't be scientists. No, we're not. All we're saying is if there was a race through the microscopes, you fuckers would win. We're just saying that you're fast. You get there first. Your lab coat would be flapping in the wind. I'd get there like 3 minutes later, all cramped up. What are you looking at, bacteria? No, you go first. You just go first. Jesus Christ. That was a Volvo. The guy ran by a Volvo in street shoes. I've never seen that before in my life. No, I get into those arguments all the time. All the time. Friends of mine will be like, well, how come anytime a black athlete does something, they say it's an athletic move? Anytime a white athlete does it, they say it's an intelligent move. And it's like, well, fair enough, man. It just depends on what you're doing. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, if you read a defense, white or black, that's an intelligent move, right? But if you take off from the foul line, jump over 9 other dudes, and throw the shit down, those other 9 guys aren't standing there like, fuck, why didn't I think of that shit? Here I am dribbling around, guys. I think that's some superhero shit. You have like a cake flapping in the wind with a big S on your chest. I'm telling you, man, that's the funny thing about Hitler. Just let me finish. Let me work my way through this idea. No, that's my favorite sports clip is that Jesse Owens shit. I just love it because their whole angle was fucked up. He made Hitler leave in like the 3rd quarter, right? He's putting down his number 1 finger, just fucking walking out of the stadium. Jesus Christ. Their whole thing was like, we are going to create a superior race. It's like, dude, I think we accidentally already did that. Now we send a select group of people to the gym every day for a couple hundred years. That's paying evidence. They're fucking dunking on us every day. Dude, how quiet was that limo ride home with Hitler? You know what I'm saying? You know he was talking crazy shit when they were on the way there. They were all amped up. We are going to dominate Sieg Heil. Just going off. That whole ride home, they're just sitting there all quiet. You're sitting next to an even angrier than usual Adolf Hitler. Trying to make some sort of small talk like, hey, it is a nice day, isn't it? You know, nice boot. Dude, I gotta admit, man, I'm fascinated with Hitler, man. I am. Just how the fuck that guy ever came in power. Because does he ever look like he's in a good mood in any of those clips? Everyone just, his fucking hair's flapping around. There was nobody even in the beginning to be like, dude, is it me? This guy's a little crazy, huh? This guy's kind of a spaz. Total cock block. You can't even have him around women or nothing, you know? No, you know what? It's crazy people can take over shit. That's what it is. Like, regular people, I don't know, you just never say shit. You ever notice that? Like, you can be on a bus, 30 decent people, one crazy dude can take over the whole bus, right? Everybody's just sitting there, everything's great, then one crazy, fucking just starts screaming. And the second that happens, all 30 people are like, oh, my God, everybody's like up against him. Has he got hepatitis? Everybody's freaking out. It's like, why doesn't everybody just pounce on the dude? I think every regular person should just have, like, a chloroform rag, like, right in their front shirt pocket. And the second any crazy shit happens, if you're behind it, it's on you. You just pull it out and take the guy down. Everybody jumps on him, you tie him up. And you tattoo possibly the next Hitler across his forehead. You keep an eye on him, right? No, but it's so hard. It's just hard to speak up. That's the shit, you know? Like, I was in a Target the other day, right? Not bragging, you know? I was. And I'm standing there with a buddy of mine, right? He's a bouncer. He's a bouncer in this really, like, crazy bar, so he knows, like, all these scumbags. And it just so happens that one of them just so happens to come walking through the Target. So my buddy goes to wave to him, like, hey, man, how's it going? And rather than this guy being like, you know, it's going pretty good, he just launches into this tirade about, like immigrants, right in the middle of Target. He's like, how's it going? Tell you how it's going. These goddamn Mexicans keep coming to this country, taking all the fucking jobs. Immediately, everybody in line like, ooh, Eminem, let's read the back of these for a while. Wow, look at that glucose. Is he still there? I'm not looking. I looked the last time. It's your turn to look. I am not looking. You just look. This guy was going off. Nobody did shit, including me. I wasn't looking at the guy. Even the people who worked at Target. They just kept ringing stuff up, like, ooh, three socks for a dollar. That's amazing. Think it's gonna rain out? Fuck! Dude, it was a classic chloroform moment. This guy, he was doing like a fucking Hitler open mic, you know? He was just going off. He was learning how to put thoughts together, right? How to speak in front of groups. Somebody should just came up, you know, threw some Skittles on the ground, you take them out, that's it. It's over. But nobody did shit. You knew there was like one guy working at Target, like some crazy dude peeking out from the back. Like, I like this guy. This guy's making a lot of sense, right? And he follows him out to the parking lot. They jump in his El Camino. Now there's two of them, right? I don't know. I'm into conspiracy theory, man. That's my thing. You guys into that shit? You read that stuff? I do. I think fast food, I think, is like a conspiracy, you know? I think that's how they just keep us dumb. You can't even think after a while. You ever notice that shit? Like, you ever have your whole day planned out, eat one Egg McMuffin, and you're just on the couch? Yeah, you know what? Fuck my dreams. Yeah, I'm just gonna lay here for a while. Gotta stretch out, have a good time. Dude, it's unbelievable. Healthy food, you can't even smell it. You have a bag of apples right in front of my face. My eyes are closed, I can't smell it. 200 miles away. Oh, fuck, is that KFC? Hey, you want to get some chicken? Go there and you get a bucket of it. I'm telling you, you never notice that? You ever notice whenever the government fucks up, all of a sudden, like, McDonald's has, like, a new sandwich? You know? You're just sitting there screaming at your TV, how can I get pardoned all these CEOs? New McRib, oh, I'm gonna fucking try that. Shove it down your face. So anyways, yeah, so I have a lot of, like, I have a lot of fucked up thoughts, man. I do. This is the most recent one I had. You ever drive down the street and see, like, 30 people up on a sidewalk, and you just think, right? You don't do it. You just think it. That's what, like, separates the psychos from the functioning psychos, right? Psychos, they just think it. Fuck it. They do it. They get the wipers going. They make a day out of it, right? But as a functioning psycho, not only do you not do it, you actually analyze it. Like, man, if I just leave my hand right here, nobody knows who I am. I move it 2 degrees over here, I'm on the cover of Newsweek. I am instantly famous, right? Right here, nobody knows me. Just a regular jackass, like, hey, Bill, you wanna come to the cookout? You know, maybe you could bring that potato salad. It was such a big hit last year. One of the most horrific scenes we've seen in years. Bodies just strewn about. You should really go there. Amy's gonna be there. You could strike up a conversation, maybe hook up with her. No indication he even tried to stop. No, I have those thoughts all the time. Like recently, my girl took me to a street fair, right? You guys ever been to a street fair, you know? They close off the block, right? They close off the block, there's like shawarma, there's like shit made out of buttons, right? People with no teeth are making keychains, you know? It's a typical girlfriend idea. It sucks, and it's gonna take all Saturday, right? Right? She's like all excited. She's like swinging my arm. Oh my God, this is gonna be fucking great, right? I'm like praying for lightning, some sort of scaffolding to fall down on my head, you know? So she comes up, first place she comes up to is this big table, nothing but like homemade jewelry, right? Homemade jewelry, okay? It's got twigs in it, macaroni, it's shit. It is a table of shit, right? But she loves it, right? She's like, oh my God, this stuff is so funky, right? She's like trying on the earrings. Do you like these? Do you think these are nice, right? I want to be like, no. If they were nice, they'd be in a store, all right? There'd be a roof, some sort of structure would be built around this. This is shit. This is a table of shit, right? Brutal. It's brutal, right? But I don't want to be a dick. So I'm like, no, honey, that's great. You know what? I'm going to go get some air, okay? Even though we're outside, I think there's more air to be had, you know? No, because I felt it. I was going to snap. I literally walked like 2-3 tables away, and there's this lady standing there with this big table and nothing but muffins, right? Homemade muffins. It's like 85 degrees out. She's standing there with this big table, nothing but muffins. She's got this big stupid, hey, look at the muffins I made. Look in her face. And the second I saw that shit, that part of my brain was just like, dude, what would happen if you just came up and just said, hey, lady, are these your muffins? Oh, yeah? And just started going fucking bam, 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 bam. Like, how many of these muffins could I mush before anybody did anything. I mean, realistically, I think I could have got the whole table. Because even if you saw me doing that shit, it would take at least 5 to 6 seconds to process. Like, did they say he could do that? Is it like a game? Do you eat the muffin off your fist? That just seems like a waste of pastry. You know? Dude, there's no security and shit like that. There's no dude standing there. He's mushing the muffins. Okay, I'm on it. Sir, we're gonna have to ask you to leave. They just choked me out. So I just started thinking of the horrified, fucked up look in this lady's face as I started slamming these muffins. And out of nowhere, I just started laughing like a maniac. I'm like slumped over this fried dough cart. I'm dying. My girl looks at me. She's like, what the hell are you laughing at? And like an idiot, I actually tried to explain this fucked up thought to her. Like she was gonna get it on some level, right? I'm just sitting there like, I was just thinking, what if I started punching the muffins? You know what I mean? I just started punching them. And she's just looking at me like, why do I go out with you? Dude, but I swear to God, man, if I never broke eye contact the second I started hitting those things, that girl wouldn't even been able to call for help. I would have been in her head. It would have been too personal. She'd be like, did I go to high school with this guy? Why would you do that? Muffins are a happy food. I don't understand it. All right, listen, I'm out of time. You guys are so much fun. Thank you so much for coming out. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you very much.